Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
131.
131.
Live from where?
RadCon 7.
RadCon, your favorite convention for outdated 1980s exclamations.
Yes.
Cowabunga Con next week.
Next week. Also, according to KEPR-TV, this is the 7th annual RadCon.
It's not true. That is not true, KEPR-TV. The Kepper, I assume, is what they...
So there might be a little more bounce than normal.
Yes, there might be, because we're live.
We're live in a room.
Well, we're live usually when we record.
We're live in a hotel room.
We're live and not drunk.
Yet.
Those sounds you might be hearing out and about are people doing things. We're in the hospitality dishwashing suite, I believe.
Yes.
So, RadCon's packed this year.
It is.
So, we are in the hospitality
packed with dishes.
Suite. Packed with dishes and nutrients.
Yes.
That you can scrape off the dishes. Delicious. So, we should talk a little bit about the con, I suppose.
We should.
Or we should wait for people to silence their cell phones.
I'm sorry, I'm going to do that right now.
All right.
Silence.
Oh.
Shush. Wow, that's a cool phone. You can just say shush and it quiets
down.
Yeah,
you shush it and it's, yeah.
I need that app.
No.
No?
No. Yes.
Yes.
I need the one that actually works on people.
Yeah.
It's just, actually, it's literally just shut up, Scott Seabrook.
Shh.
Cool. I didn't last shush there, by the way. I was pretty happy about that. So how's the con been going, Scott? That is awesome. It's been going really well for someone out there.
Yeah. Good thing we closed the door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should close the curtains. They're kind of looking at my butt right now.
Well, we can give them the full ass.
And the RadCon moon.
Yep, there we go. Yep, press it.
It's been going pretty good for myself.
Great. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
No.
Did a couple panels.
Couple
crashed
panel.
One
you
panel.
Did, you did a couple camels.
Did
got
a
it.
Couple camels.
Okay.
Got the scotch tasting event right after this.
To get the camel taste out of your mouth.
To get the camel taste out of my mouth. Yep. Peaty scotches. They're the best for getting camel out.
Yeah. What about moose? You probably
I knew you were going to moose.
Canadian whiskey at that point?
That's to prevent moose.
Oh, gotcha.
Afterwards, it's usually rum.
Oh, rum.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems geographically incongruent. But I guess
exactly,
so does camel.
Exactly, but that's how
all
you
right.
get the,
yeah,
the moose to go away.
Oh, gotcha. I have been sick all weekend.
I know, we've shared a room.
I have been... We're sharing more than that now.
Yeah, we are.
I've done a couple of panels.
Yes.
I've done we did the opening ceremonies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My face is leaking like a gross, like you put four turtles under my nose, they're going to fight crime soon. It's that oozy. So. No, that's the sound I'm making, roughly.
Yeah, well, that's the sound you're making me make now, too.
Yeah, I took a bunch of Sudafed.
Now I've got whatever
you've got. No, okay, let's be honest. I did a bunch of meth. But, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah. So, because we're live, we get to pick on you, our audience.
Yes,
we do. To come
up
and ask questions. So, if any of you have any questions, please feel free to step up to the mic.
Oh,
and ask.
We had another one person come in. We were almost at standing room only, but no, we found another seat.
Well, that
lucky
works.
For that gentleman.
Lucky for that gentleman, indeed.
No.
No questions from the audience? None at all? None. Well, you guys all like know about us.
Do
right?
we have to entice people with?
We can entice. Do
RPG copies.
I guess we could
of
backwards pressed ham.
We could.
But I don't want to do that.
No.
No. So, well, what other interesting things did we do? Oh, we've got to. You've got to come up and ask it. Come on. Come on.
Come on up.
It's a
to
fellow
the mic.
Podcaster, so
and
obviously has no idea how to use a microphone.
Mike's not here this year, but the microphone is.
Yes.
Well, I'm trolling you is what I was doing, so I don't know if you want me to stay back there or not. It's like, I'm pretty sure...
No, come troll us to our faces.
Should I have saved one of my questions from earlier for now? Did I?
Was that a question?
That was my question.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad.
What?
Excellent question. My, we have an awesome listenership when
we're
live.
Do you want to go ahead and plug that podcast real quick on this podcast?
No.
Okay.
Not after that question. I already did it.
Why don't you come up and plug your podcast? Because you're going to plug it a little bit better than we are. Come on.
We've already plugged him.
Yeah, but
I tweeted him.
Not on this podcast.
Oh, not on this podcast. Come on. That's true. Okay.
We've got to fill up an hour, Scott.
I know.
And we're not that interesting.
Talk real slow. Spell it all out.
Yes.
Well, if you want people to find the Dracarium, I would have to spell it out.
But, yes.
Yeah. I run a group full of geeks. CelebrateGeek.com. I changed it so people could actually, you know.
Why does your metadata still say claim this Squarespace?
Does it really?
Well, yeah.
Man, I'm bad at Facebook.
Yeah.
It's new to me. We just built on Squarespace, which is a wonderful platform, but it's really confusing. But yeah, we run podcasts, as the both of you know, but now you guys know, and interview shows, random discussions.
And the two of us will be on a podcast to be published who knows when.
Well, you guys will probably be hearing this after I put it out. So,
perfect. So go look for it right now. In fact, stop listening to us.
No, don't do that.
Unsubscribe.
No, I'm guaranteeing that this will be up sooner than his will, because this is going up tomorrow, Sunday, February 14th, for
Valentine's Day. We could actually put it up tonight on the shitty-ass internet. Well, let's not
God, not at 2 megabits per second download speed.
Yeah, it would take forever. No. Well, we don't even know what their upload is.
Right.
I haven't even tried.
No.
It'll be up tomorrow. Monday.
We could plug in a
telephone. You should probably try and put it up on Valentine's Day. I mean, that's the day for putting things up.
Or putting things in.
Or putting things in. Or on.
Okay. Or on, yeah.
Or around.
Or
I
out.
I just like prepositions,
and then back
really.
In.
I'm just having
and then
fun.
Back out.
Or back, yes.
Yeah.
All right, sit back down. All right, cool. And
nope, no pictures.
Nope, no photos.
We have faces for podcasts. Oh, so
he's
going to
be
reason.
So pissed when every picture on that card looks like, because I've got a face from The Ring.
Look,
so.
It's Salvador Dali did a painting of the two bards.
Hello, Dali. What? Hello, Dali. That giraffe is on fire again. No, I like Dali.
Madison.
Time is fluid.
Yes, obviously, Dali Madison is enjoyed by me. That's not even a question. Next time you want to say something like that, get up and say it into the mic. You stand up and you say that into the mic.
Yeah, where's the apple pie?
Yeah, where's the apple pie?
Oh, he actually, okay, you don't have to get up. Oh, good lord.
Okay, so, wow, this is going to go from a regular live broadcast to an actual slosh cast.
It is a Scott C. Brown-sized flask.
Yes. It's as big as his face.
Yes.
Mm. That means you have a drinking problem.
I know. Mike Ott, this is for you.
It's like that, you know, in school, if your hand's bigger than your face, if the flask is bigger than your face,
you
probably need help.
As big as his face, but not his ego.
Not much is.
Someone won't be getting their flask back. My ego won't allow it.
Wonderful.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, wait, I got something for that. Can you say that line again?
We don't edit. This isn't going to work.
No, this is great.
Okay,
no,
good.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say that sick burn again. It's as big as his face. Yeah,
it's as big as his face, but not his ego.
Air horns and posts. There you go. I know you don't edit. I know you don't edit. Air horns to you.
Celebrate.
Thank you, Ben Honeycutt.
Yeah, for that wonderful air horn app.
Yes, that is amazing. Why didn't we do that in the other?
I didn't think about it.
Right. Because they want theirs to be good. They're coming and cocking up ours. They want their podcast to be good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I would rather get La Cucaracha.
I was cleaning it and it went off.
No.
We're
in Pasco. I'm sure you can just grab a passing car and get it to honk its horn.
Oh, that was a low rider.
But ow.
My family name's Acosta. I can make them. So.
You have the natural right.
I have the natural right, yeah.
To fight for your right.
Now all I need to do is like marry into a Jewish family, and then I can make all the jokes.
Wow.
Because
I've got
Polish.
You would be a global
jokester. Yeah, yeah. I've got Polish from the name. Spanish and Irish.
Yep.
And then I've got, you know, I'd have Jewish through marriage.
Yeah.
Or convert. I could just convert.
Could.
Can you convert from zero to something else? Like, do they do that? Or would I like have to accept Jesus then convert? Like, it's like...
Oh, if you did that, you could be otherworldly.
Oh,
in your ability to.
What if I accept Zalmak?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The Redeemer.
The Redeemer. Yes.
Come from.
Praise be his whippy
the
tentacles.
The spaceships with our Kool-Aid
yes.
with which to remove us from this
yes.
this sedentary
you
existence.
Become religious.
Yeah. Like worshiping a goat guy?
A flautist.
A flautist.
Yes.
Zamfir.
Zamfir is my god.
Oh, indeed. So, sacrilegious speech aside.
That was like playing the saw more than
that was. Yeah, that was actually were you trying to.
Yeah, I don't it was know like what a, the hell I was mouth harping there.
Yeah, it's like someone from the Ozarks fucked a theremin. So, you can play him with your wang. It's just about proximity. I mean, you can do that.
And you know this now?
Through a lot of almost electrocution. Yeah. Yeah.
High
really,
voltage.
Really nice almost electrocution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make your hair stand on end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for the reason you'd think.
No.
No.
How was your week?
My week
other
was...
Other than the con, how was your week?
Well, so we traveled over here from the crazy green empire of Seattle.
Normally they say the wet side, but it's,
yeah, but
wet
it's,
out here,
yeah.
too, so...
Well, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
But on the way, a camper van caught fire on... a motorhome, Winnebago, caught fire on I-90 and blocked all the lanes.
Oh, were they removing
so
it
Jesse
from Ballard?
Pinkman, yes, they were.
Okay. Yeah.
No, seriously, though. If you're a writer for AMC and you were doing research and you closed off I-90, fuck you. But that took a couple of hours. I don't think anyone died. I haven't heard about anyone dying.
No.
Yeah. Scalia died. So, you know, there's that. But
Scalia.
I don't care.
I know.
How does he want it pronounced? Then I'm not going to pronounce it that way.
People just... eat.
Sorry,
Andy's really excited about
this. Isn't he
this
a reptilian?
Death.
So Scalia, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Go with that.
We feel bad about Abe Vigoda.
He's not really... There's no such thing as reptilians,
still alive,
but he did
like
eat
a
rabbit live. So that part did happen.
He kicked the bucket. Now Scalia
is
gone.
Yeah.
And yay.
And stealing a joke now, let's hope that Clarence Thomas follows through with his normal status quo and does exactly what Scalia does.
How is your week, though, Andy?
Week? I work at Amazon. I have no life.
Ah.
I came to RadCon.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
Got sick. In that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also when we arrived, it was not rainy outside. It was super dry. So all of my sinuses kind of like caked and shellacked and turned into a horrible non-moving mess. And then the next day, ill.
I am so sorry I asked that question.
Yeah, I know.
And for you listeners out there and everyone in this room, I humbly beg your forgiveness and my sincerest apologies.
You're going to be really sorry when you found out that I used your flask filler as a neti pot.
I'm not drinking that scotch at the tasting. Other people will, though.
It'll kill everything.
Yeah.
If it's good scotch. Let's hope.
Oh, it's good scotch.
Wait, didn't someone say they were buying a $10 bottle to take... Like
no,
asshole.
No, no. Bringing $10 in.
Oh.
I may have changed my mind in the last hour since we had that conversation.
Oh, okay. So for those
of
you who
now you're
hear,
not going to
Ben Honeycutt is saying
I've
he
got
is
a bag of something.
He,
oh,
he is
okay.
bringing scotch now.
A bag. Oh. Uh-huh. He said a bag of something. I really want to make
a bag of something.
Really want to make the joke. But I'm not going to because I'm practicing restraint. It's my New Year's resolution for Valentine's Day. It's to practice
restraint because you're definitely not perfect.
Practice with restraint.
Oh,
sorry, that's what my Valentine's Day resolution
are you
was.
Fucking Goku or something? I don't
what?
Even. You're practicing with restraints.
Yeah,
like you're an
know.
Alien.
I'm drinking Monster right now. I'm high on caffeine.
You're high on caffeine and taurine.
And taurine
and about 800
and
other
no
things
sleep.
That are illegal in every other country but this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So enjoy that. That's
thanks.
Great. Yeah.
We are in Pasco.
Yeah, so anyway, no questions from the audience at all.
Still no questions.
Anybody. That's you guys.
No one
even
wants to question why they're here.
No?
Nothing.
Yes. Come, please, come up to the mic.
How did you manage to bring the rain with you?
Oh, no, the people at home can't. I'm sorry.
Mike.
Fred. Yes.
Henry.
Yell in Mike's face.
George. I said, how did you manage to bring the rain with you? It wasn't raining before you got here.
Oh, we have a direct line with the man upstairs who turns on and off the water.
I just left a cake out.
The cake
so,
out.
So, yeah. Turns out that's the easiest way to do it. What?
The cake out.
You leave
he left
cake
a cake out in the rain. Yeah. Ah. The song.
Well, you know, most people say they
you
wash their car.
What?
McCarthy.
You were so quick with those.
Yeah. It's hard being alone. Hard being alone up here. So, Scott, you're dressed interestingly today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your costume? Describe it for the people at home.
Let me describe my costume for the people at home.
His pants are scary.
I am wearing, believe it or not, extra small brown yoga pants.
From here, I believe it.
Yeah, I know. And a long, thankfully, but maybe not long enough, tunic. Of
you need a three-nick, dude.
Former use by a kilted, ill-mustachioed wearing individual. So I'm repurposing this shirt as a barman.
Right. Seamus McGildan tackle.
For the first
time.
Something
along those lines.
Yes.
Right.
For the first time, I believe, in history, there was a reverse gender cosplay of Flynn the Fine happening at RandCon this weekend.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, just tonight. But and so I,
something
in
about
suit,
being body with a body.
Was going to be the bar maid and then thought, well, no, I have to be the opposite gendered. And so we have Flynn the Fine and her barman. Oh, just a sec.
Do you want to... Oh, right. Do you want to play your lute a little bit?
No.
No?
But,
okay.
That's it's a mandolin.
It's a mandolin.
Maybe you
want to
tune it.
Of course I want to tune your mandolin. Thank you very much.
Luckily, Scott never rolls higher than 2 on a charisma check, so we are
right,
safe.
So we
will remain
here. We won't
here.
Be tuning very long. Sorry.
Right.
Or I'll never get it in tune. We'll have to be tuning all night.
Oh, dear God. I am sharing a room.
Yes, you are.
Just get an app.
The
and tune
sweet,
yourself.
Sweet sounds of
yes, no.
bardic love.
I don't think dulcet tones kind of encompass that whole.
No. God, no. It's more like two platypuses and
two bards at the same time.
Oh, the although I believe it will sound like
I hope
like
you don't
the,
follow up with chuvin.
No. No, I was going to say it's going to be similar in sound to the duck-bodied platypus, which Will Ferrell released on
right.
the world earlier this
right.
week.
Unique
I
in that it has the entire duck body and
the bill. The bill and
right.
the feet.
And the feet.
So webbed feet, duck bill, duck right. body, but platypus.
Only one.
Only one in the world.
Only one in the world.
They're trying to mate it with something else. They're not
right.
sure what.
Yeah. Well, if she's got a high enough charisma roll, I've got an idea. Because aren't bards where every single half race comes from in all? It's got
according to most of the D&D comics. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So, what are you looking on your watch? Did you get a?
Well, this energetic audience and this fabulous bard cast still have 45 minutes to go. So you people better start coming up with some questions.
And oh, we got a question.
Oh.
It's the Red Witch.
Which Red Witch?
I was going to say Laura Adams, but...
Yeah, but that's fine.
The Red Witch is fine.
Have you seen Deadpool yet? And what'd
close,
you think?
Close.
Have you seen Deadpool yet, and what'd you think of it, if you did?
We did see Deadpool. Today, in fact.
Yes,
and,
this afternoon.
And that's a big thumbs up. Definitely go. So far, everybody I've talked to likes it, and we're talking a diverse range of tastes. Like, really diverse. The kind of diverse that gets you kicked out of a family reunion. And they all like it. Like
yes.
Everybody I've seen really likes the film.
Yeah.
Even you, even the bard.
And there's stuff for everyone on every level. I mean, if you don't like superhero movies, you will like this movie. If you love superhero movies, you will like this movie.
If you just like Zumba, you'll like this movie.
You'll like the, and who doesn't like Zumba, really?
Everyone.
That's the, yeah. the floaty things in the pool, right? Those
yeah.
are Zumbas?
Yeah, those are Zumbas.
Okay. No?
No. Zumba's the like run in the place and work out to
oh,
music.
Oh, right,
thing.
The dance exercise.
Yeah, you're thinking of
canoodles. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
It's a common mistake that no one has ever made until now.
So, I am all about
you are
the
a trailblazer.
Uncommonly common mistake.
Yeah, indeed. So, yeah, highly recommended. You can totally skip the trailers, though. There is nothing else good coming out, apparently, at all, because they were terrible.
Not of Deadpool.
No.
Of the trailers that we had to watch before we got to the goodness of Deadpool.
Preceded Deadpool. Well,
except
like,
for the one that we can't remember the name of.
No, that's the Brothers Grimsby.
Oh, right.
Which is a Sacha Baron Cohen film with him as a separated brother. One brother becomes a secret agent, and the other one is Sacha Baron Cohen, so you know how that's going to work out.
He's not a secret agent.
Not even close. But he can shoot really well, apparently.
Yes. So well, he likes to.
He likes to shoot.
He loves the emotional detachment of shooting.
I've got 25 guns right now. I don't. I don't even have one.
Okay, because I was going to say you're 4 more than the salute needed.
Well, you know, what if one misfires? You got to be respectful. You got to have that backup. They only do them in 7 in a row anyway and just do it 3 times.
I know.
Times.
It's
that's not 21 guns.
That's
7
guns,
three
times.
Get it together, government.
Cutting corners, son of a bitches.
I mean, most of my tax dollars go to them shooting stuff, so this should be, you know, a no-brainer. So, political. Huh? Anyone ired? Anyone mad? Want to get up and talk? Huh?
Well, we've scared 2 people away.
Fuck the Beatles. Huh? Anyone? Come on. God damn it. No, Dougie, don't clap at fuck the Beatles. The Beatles were great. You suck. They are awesome.
Well, okay.
You're garbage.
The Beatles weren't great. Ringo Starr was great. Ringo Starr made the Beatles.
My favorite quote ever. Is Ringo Starr the best drummer in the world? He's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Such a great quote. That may or may not be true. I don't know. So, what is the rest of our con weekend looking like? What are you doing tonight after this con? Because that's kind of important.
Right after this con, we're going to see Ignition outside in the courtyard for all of 5 minutes and then go get set up for the scotch tasting event for... Normally, at SpoCon, it is a scotch tasting event competition educational experience that is used to raise money to buy books for children. I believe here at RadCon, we are using the funds raised for the writers program. So, sort of the same thing, but on two ends of the spectrum.
Children and books.
Children and books. Yes.
So Ignition's going to happen in the rain. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it might be, I mean, after this, they might have to call themselves Extinguish.
Right.
Which is cool. That's fine.
Or Smoky Bottoms.
Smoky
or something.
Bottoms.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's also, at the same time, all the cool things happen. So we have Ignition.
Yes.
And then we have the Neil Gaiman-inspired
the
burlesque.
The World's End Burlesque, right?
Scotch competition. I mean, how do you choose? Scotch.
Well, you get drunk and then you go watch people dance with no clothes. That's like an easy one.
Right.
This isn't a difficult
except the drinking takes a while.
If you make it not take a while, it happens even faster.
Chug.
Yes, chug your $180.
Hurry up, people. Hurry up. You got 5 minutes to go through $1,000 worth of scotch.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. What do they taste like? Drunk? They all win everything.
They
win
all
the
taste
things.
Like campfire, except that one.
Oh man!
Scotch tasting, you could dance for.
Yeah, we're doing a bardlesque. We've decided this. Oh. It's going to be the two bards, pasties.
Andy means he.
Scott. no man, we're going to do this. We're going to get bardic pasties, right? They'll be like little quills, maybe.
So long as it's a podcast, I think we can do the bardlesque.
Well, let's
but
let,
I don't
let's
think
let
the
fans
ready.
Decide. Let's let the fans decide. Maybe we'll make a calendar.
Or we could let the fans decide, or we could let the room right here, right now, tonight, decide.
So a bardlesque it is. Huh? Dude, Schadenfreude is extremely marketable. Okay? We can make a ton of money on this. We can never show
okay.
our face.
In that case, you bet.
Yeah.
Bardlesque all the way.
Bardlesque it is. We'll, of course, have to pay for all the construction of everything. So Aaron's going to make all the money, but that's life.
Yay, Aaron!
Woo! Do you know how hard it is to make 3XL tearaway pants? That's a lot of buttons, man. Yours are... You just put them on and they're almost tearaway now. That's different.
Right. But I was just thinking that you'd take 2, cut down the seams, and then put buttons on that, and then that's the tearaway.
Or
that's
just Velcro.
Just Velcro?
Sir, I'm sorry. We have standards and dignity.
What am I, a shoe from Kmart circa 1984?
Have you tried
Velcro?
Pull apart Velcro that's 3 feet,
that's
4 foot long?
Snaps are much easier.
I will
snaps
pull
were invented by like little people in huts Velcro was invented by space. Okay, so Velcro, you got to be careful with the Velcro. You're toying around with like Icarus type, you know, go touch the face of God. They're just people. Astronauts are just people.
They are.
They make Velcro, and Velcro's a pain in the ass to tear away. I guess you could like rub it on the carpet a little first, right? Get all the shit inside the. Whoa.
Excuse me. Not. So okay. You're excused.
I guess I don't talk bad about Velcro.
No.
At RadCon.
I was a little worried because that shrill sound.
I know what it is. We said Velcro. That's a trademark hook and loop tape. Yeah. Wow.
I was afraid that high shrill sound was going to be what some of us have experienced 2 years ago, which was a fire alarm.
Yes.
Because the elevator got caught on fire and we all had to leave not knowing what was going on, and most of us were ready for bed. So it was a bit chilly.
Well, it didn't like totally catch fire. The grease started smoking because they overloaded it.
They thought a dragon was in the shaft.
This time around, they actually apparently shut them down.
They preemptively closed it.
Yes. So no elevator for you. Off the balcony.
Saw all the fat people and said, close the elevator.
Oh, RadCon's got cheap elevators. That's
Well,
Red Lion. Oh, this is
difficultly serviced elevators.
Speaking of 1984 and Velcro shoes, we're at a Red Lion. For those of you who don't live in the Tri-Cities, that's what Doubletree used to be. In the day. So yes. We went into the past to bring you this podcast.
And not only is there one here in Pasco, mm-hmm. we saw another one in Kennewick.
Yeah.
Which is one of the Tri-Cities.
Yeah. That's
so.
One of the how many Tri-Cities? How many? Think about it.
Kennewick, Pasco.
Trick question, there's 8.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. No, there's just 3. Richland, Pasco, and Kennewick.
I hate you and your trick questions.
I know. My trick answers are even worse.
Yeah.
But my trick knee, that's what fucks me up. I'll be walking down, all of a sudden, flowers, rabbit. It's weird. So any questions from the audience? Anyone? Oh, Dougie, come on up.
Yay.
In your life's a lich and you never need to die, sure.
Are you sad that I'm not doing a room party this year, but happy that you don't have a room party going until 4 a.m.? Next door?
That we're sleeping next door to?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sick, so I don't care. But I am a little sad. The room parties were a lot of fun. They often raised enough money for another room party, so that was great. Mm-hmm. Loved that. That part was awesome. Perpetual partying. You found the key to unlimited partying energy. But given the availability of rooms at RadCon this year, it totally makes sense that there is no room party.
Except, did you bring a baggie full of vodka-soaked gummy bears?
I did not.
God damn it, Dougie.
Can you make one before tomorrow?
There's one thing that I request from you.
Can you just bring me a bag of gummy bears and some vodka?
I'll soak them in my mouth independently.
Yeah.
I will make my own vodka-soaked gummy bears.
I'll just drink the vodka and soak something else. So, yeah. What? Don't step away.
You're not soaking me.
Urine knots. That's funny. That's a cute little joke you made there. Kinda.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. No,
wow, someone's happy out there.
Yeah, someone's very happy out there. I am sad that you're not having the room party just because people really enjoyed the room party. But I myself would not be attending anyway because I already feel like utter crap without the joy of drinking ahead of that. Just,
right.
I already feel like the after photo.
Right.
So
you feel like the hangover.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else do we have going on, Scott? What do we have coming up? Do you have any awesome projects coming up? No?
Okay.
We've got Sunday at RadCon.
Yeah.
There's a panel.
We have a panel tomorrow morning.
Effect.
The Hollywood Effect.
We did get to do a panel today with Toby Froud.
We did.
Who, if you don't know, is the baby from Labyrinth, but more importantly, is a puppeteer and writer-director who, hopefully, fingers crossed, Toby, can get Labyrinth 2 funded one of these days, because I really want to see that.
And hire us.
Because, I'll wear a diaper.
I would too. The dance funny part, though, dance. Is I didn't realize he was the actual baby in Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a puppeteer, I was like, God damn, he's good, because that looked like a real fucking baby in that movie. And I was like,
and he would have been one at that time.
I know. How does that? I mean, he doesn't even look age appropriate to have puppeted the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, was the baby. Oh.
Right. So it's important to note, we worked with someone today who got to bounce on David Bowie's knee. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasy. I can't live anymore.
It looked like you were maybe going to say something. I had a question, maybe? No, you just kind of itching? Just touching? Just a little
Stop
little bit?
Stop loving me.
Cortisone, maybe? Take care of that? No? Oh, wait.
Oh,
God.
It's me again. I love it's me again.
No, I actually did forget a question I meant to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
So, what exactly is Project Apophis? Oh, are you not allowed to say?
Well, I don't. I can't speak for Don Thacker at all.
No,
but we've released photos. Or
there are photos released of a project that I was lucky enough to shoot on a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I can tell you this much: they were tagged with the video game Soma. So, part of it is promotional material for the video game Soma, which is an awesome video game, and you should definitely go try it right now. Go get it on Steam right now over the 2 megabit per second shared Ethernet at the con.
Well, Amnesia company makes that, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. So Amnesia came out. Frictional Games is the company, which is a subsidiary of Sony.
First you forget, then you sleep. We've got a plan. It's coming together, I promise. Next one's just going to be called Wake Up and Get Some Breakfast. But...
And so, Don Thacker, who we've had on the podcast, was approached by Frictional Games to do a series of videos to, in some loose way, promote the Soma video game while they were still in their post-production and getting it out. And Don said, yeah, we could do that. And then the number of them grew into a more substantial project, perhaps, of which the agreed upon 8 videos were released last fall, that look like there may be more than just those videos. But I can't say that because
you don't
But if you look at the hashtag Project Apophis, you can see that 8 little 7-minute videos sure look like they have a high production value. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not Project a Pop His?
No, it's not a Pop His. It's how I remember how to spell it.
Oh. Well, I don't care.
Because I thought it was a Pop Fizz, which is a drink thing.
So, and if you don't like highbrow stuff, I just want him to get the views. There's boobies in it. It's got the boobies.
That is 100% accurate.
Yeah. So, you know, for all of you
two
really in the back that have no class.
Right.
Yeah.
And
give them the clicks.
Boobies, at least 6.
They're Scott's.
3 sets. Not mine. Oh. I had to think about that for a minute. But I believe
he has
there
nipples
will
on
be
his knees, so
equal
it's a weird
opportunity boobage.
Mm-hmm.
I said there would be 3 sets, so that's not quite equal, but
I also think it's a funny trap for the people who click in to see the boobs.
Exactly, right. Right.
yeah, it's
or
yeah, believe me, they're not there for no reason for titillation.
It's yeah, there's
definitely.
Yeah, if you get excited about that, we need to start calling the FBI and start putting you on a watch list.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
H.P. Lovecraft presents Victoria's Secret. What? Seems like something. Well, no,
no,
because then it'd be really racist.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, yeah, that's coming out. Well, that's not coming out necessarily. Don't quote me on that. We don't edit, so this sucks. But
I'm hoping it comes out soon because there's been a steady barrage of photos, and now I'm salivating. And
yeah,
I love
there's the
being
one
known
photo
as Flynn the Fine, but I would really like to have a major performance in another property.
There's the one photo of Scott running that he's so happy because it's proof that he can run. It's great.
I was actually
in short distances.
Oh, I thought you meant short shorts.
No.
Like, I thought you were...
I can tell you this. If you look at the picture that's on my Facebook, what are they calling it now? Cover photo.
Yeah.
Cover photo.
Does it come from the videos that are available online? It might.
Ooh, it might. It does. But that picture, you can see another person walking from behind a wall. That wall is 3 feet deep. So I could barely, and I lost a lot of, I am the lightest I've ever been filmed for this show. I was on a protein-only diet for 2 months. But
thank you, Don.
Yeah. I had to suck up against that wall and push myself off to run at breakneck speed around the corner that is only 3 feet deep.
Oh, geez.
So that was the most acting that I did in that entire time.
Acting like you could fit?
Acting like I had been running down a long hallway,
right.
Coming around a corner at breakneck speed and trying to avoid a pipe that was at head level.
Wow.
Most of the time I succeeded. Some of the times I went to the hospital, but that's okay. I'm still here now. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Really.
So, what else do we have? So, like I said, I have the Hollywood Effect. Now, you guys, unfortunately, listening, aren't going to get to go to any of these panels, but I'm going to push them anyway.
And so, you should be coming to RadCon.
You should be coming to RadCon and being in this room and asking us questions.
Right.
Unlike these people. No, these people are great. Oh, I said people, Dougie.
Yep. Okay, so you mentioned Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Are you celebrating and being all romantic, or do you go with it's commercial and not celebrate it?
Are Andy and I celebrating Valentine's Day
with
tomorrow?
With others?
Oh, okay, because I was going to say.
Talking.
Ass to ass.
Cheek to cheek.
Yeah. We're celebrating by driving home and then just probably collapsing into our home bed because hotel beds suck. Together. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We both live in West Seattle.
It's true. It's just fine. Whatever.
Yeah. We're a potato gun shot away from each other.
A really good potato gun.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like
more from my house to yours.
Like those guys from the Texas University, like all we know is breeding cattle and making potato guns.
Right.
That's their entire physics program. Yeah.
Is that with
yeah.
the hairspray? Do you like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So though some of them use butane. The statement from the audience is, was that with the hairspray? And yes, that's usually, but you can also do straight butane in a potato gun. Works pretty well. You got to get the mix right, though. It's about 30% gas with about 70% air to get the best. So,
but to answer your question on philosophical leanings towards the date of Valentine's Day that we celebrate on the 14th of February, while I appreciate and agree with my it's all commercial comrades, I also believe it to be a wonderful day of expression that does not necessarily need to include fucking chocolate, which puts weight on people, or flowers, which die, and instead maybe do like a electric boogaloo with some nice, you know, gifts or something romantical or some time spent or a creation. Make your own card. Get a piece, as Nick Offerman would say, get a piece of paper, fold it in half, draw a heart on the front with some sort of writing implement, including taking a pen, pricking it into your finger, and doing it with blood because at least it's still red. After you do that, open it up, write I love you, or hey Snookums, thinking of you, whatever, grab a leaf, grab a flower, press it inside, hand it to them, it will mean more than anything that comes from fucking Hallmark.
I swear to God, if I get another one of those, I'm killing you. I'm going to go a little more traditional myself, and I'm going to take a fan, hang them in effigy, behead them, and then bury them deeply in the ground in honor of St. Valentine.
Okay.
So that's, I'm a traditionalist.
Sure.
I'm a hopeless romantic, so
if you see any fans hanging around handy,
anyone want to be beheaded?
February 14th.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, go see Deadpool instead.
Yeah. He beheads
I can't kill you if you're in Deadpool. I'll just put it that way. Unless I'm in that Deadpool, I suppose.
Right. Hmm. And there are beheadings, and there's a lot of red.
There's a lot of red. It is a Valentine's
Day. So it is a Valentine's Day.
You know, that's the funny thing. It actually delivers. It really is a love story.
Oh, yes, it is. I teared up.
Yeah, it's great. It's. Wow, I just cannot believe I liked it as much as I did. Because it's from Fox.
It's Ryan Reynolds, man.
But it's from Fox.
Right.
It's a Marvel movie from Fox.
Oh, right.
Did you see the big 20 at the beginning with the searchlights?
I know. It looked really nice and
4K. No, that's Hulu now. Yeah, it's from Fox.
Oh, okay.
So, what? What?
Nothing.
Okay. I was a little sad they didn't do anything cool with the 20th Century logo.
I was hoping,
you know, because with the X-Men movies, they've always, the X is the last thing to blank out, but it didn't have anything this time around.
So, I didn't even know he's part of the X-Men thing. I was like, how come they're going to Xavier School for Gifted? What?
Not to spoil anything, this isn't really a spoiler, but stay until after the credits. Don't leave.
Yes, it's with definitely any Marvel.
Stay. That's movie. A spoiler. That's not a spoiler, right?
Well, I'm just saying, all Marvel movies, you stay till the end.
Not Avengers 2.
Well, yeah.
Avengers 2 was the first one that did not have... The audience statement was, all Marvel movies, you stay to the end. And Avengers 2 has actually kind of stopped that. But all of the independent ones have so far still implemented
Boo
after
Avengers
Boo
2.
Avengers 2 anyway. Just boo Avengers 2. Boo X Games brings you playing with toys in a sandbox, Michael Bay style, but they still slap Joss Whedon on it for some reason.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Avengers 2. Not a fan. Sorry, I tried, but I'm not.
So I have a question for the audience.
Yes, ask the audience.
Because I know everyone but two of the people here.
Yes.
So I'm going to pick on the two in the front row, because you sat in the front row, because
you took a DVD, you have to stay. You took a DVD.
You are now obligated.
No.
In fact, I will sweeten the pot. Yeah,
you also took this RPG book. There you go.
The Gen Con version... Right here at
RadCon. Yeah, you want the Gen Con version of Demon Hunters the RPG? We got you covered at RadCon.
So now I will ask the question and then lean the mic towards you since you seem reticent to stand. What brought you guys to this room that is so far secluded from the rest of anything else that's happening?
You thought it was hospitality, didn't you?
Yeah,
you thought it was...
No, because I saw them in the hallway, and they were coming here with a purpose. So
no, I know why.
Oh, hey!
Well,
it's Liz
what?
Van Clark. Come
Liz
on
Van
in.
Clark!
Come on,
Chairwoman. There's a mic right there for you.
I know why.
Why?
Get close to the mic so that we can hear you at home.
Because in an hour and a half, we're serving toxic waste.
Oh.
And we're not just serving one batch of toxic waste. We're serving three batches of toxic waste from three different bins.
Oh, everyone in this
in
room
what
is going
room?
To die.
In this room,
in this
2311, we're going to serve toxic waste.
Well, this isn't live, so everyone at home is just going to be really sad now.
That's sad.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, it's live for the
room. If you don't know what toxic waste is, you're really sad because it's...
Green.
Oh, I
and
might
bubbly
have to hold back.
And
on
gooey.
The, yeah.
And chunky. Mm. And.
But better than all that sounds.
And delicious.
Okay. And tasty. Yes. And.
Hallucinogenically mind-altering.
And apparently addictive because it disappeared 30 minutes last night, which is why I have to make three tonight.
And you have no hangover the next day.
As long as you don't, as long as you don't mix it with Klingon blood wine or Romulan ale, you'll have no hangover the next day.
Aren't those synthahol though? Like, shouldn't you be able to not have a hangover from those if they're from Star Trek?
You should.
They're approximated.
But
you know, you're talking
mix.
About taking radiation goo from Hanford and mixing it with something from Star Trek. And those genres don't always mesh very well. You know, it's like taking Hulk and Spock and throwing them into the same arena.
I think I know who would win in that one. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think I've got a pretty good idea of Hulk versus Spock who's going to win. He's not Space Batman. I'm sorry.
Vulcan neck grip pinch.
He doesn't even have a
whatever.
Neck. What's he going to pinch? Well, okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Gotta make my hands wider. So, does everything grow in proportion with his anger? Or, like most anger, does it actually shrink in proportion?
And now I go.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Thanks, Liz.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for stopping by. What a pleasant, unexpected treat.
That was great, actually.
It was.
Yeah.
It got those two off the hook for a while.
True, it did.
But I'm coming back.
See, we need more. We need more of the like aerosol alcohols. That they're
yeah.
Like, it's a thing. Because then you can have the Hanford downwind. You have the toxic waste and the Hanford downwind, and you could just. And then I guess you'd also need jello shots called tumors. But yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll have it planned for next year.
So, what brought you to the podcast? Oh, he's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It looked interesting. Didn't know what this was. So
sorry.
Just always swing by and listen.
And now? How do you feel about that? Oh, they're gone. Okay.
Oh,
no, they're still they're here. Really we bribed them with gifts.
Well, we haven't given away all the free gifts yet, so they're just waiting.
No, right.
Smart. It's a very smart move.
Yeah. So. I'm still waiting for
you're
my
beautiful
free gift.
People. We love you. Thank you for staying. It's very important.
It is. So, should we go to the Facebooks?
Yeah, let's go to the questions.
I don't have the Twitter.
I can get the Twitter going, maybe. I turned my phone off because I'm a good bardcaster.
I turned the volume. No, I didn't.
No, I know you didn't.
I just said
your ringer
outside.
Was on full in the middle of Deadpool. You're just lucky no one likes you.
I know. I
that's not
very
a joke.
Lucky.
It was on full.
No,
the whole time.
It was.
And he gets
yeah.
home, he's like, oh!
I'm like, it's never at 10. Why is it at 10? It should be at 0. Why is there a 1 in front of what I want? Rob McLennan writes, what's your favorite Star Trek storyline from any of the series or movies?
Oh, jeez. I mean, do I go with Sitting on the Edge of Forever? Because... No, it's got to be Khan. It's got to be Star Trek 2. The Wrath of Khan. The whole storyline around that with Ricardo Montalban.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Fantasy Island.
Right, with the little cockroaches that go in your ear. The
yeah.
earwigs. Yeah.
Corinthian leather.
Yes, fine.
Cordovian. Corinthian?
I assume.
I don't know.
What's your favorite, Scott?
I'm going to have to go with... I'm not a big Star Trek fan. I mean, I like the original series, the OTS, as the kids call it today. I really liked the Spock fighting Kirk growth ritual thing, whatever it was. Yes, Amok Time, thank you. I also liked the one with Mudd. I thought that guy was pretty
which one
fucking
with
hilarious. The first one,
Mud, the Mud's Women.
They call me
or Trouble with Tribbles. Or I like Trouble with Tribbles.
Oh, it's yeah, it's the Trouble with Tribbles one. It's not Mud's Women.
Yeah,
that was.
Let's see if we have any questions on the tweeters.
Nope. Tom Brophy, we're looking for your
well,
name.
If this is any indication, sorry guys, Twitter's dead as a platform. It's nothing. So.
Oh, okay. Well. Luckily, Paula Moran has written in with another question to save our bacon.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Laura Adams will write in soon at the microphone.
Maybe.
Right now. Just come up with something.
Maybe. But for now, I'm vamping for you to think of something now, dear madam.
No, it's vamping when you suck blood. Not when you... Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Paula Moran asks, have you... I should read this first. Oh, okay. This is legally okay to say. Have you ever had to reconcile an in-game character conflict that caused an out-of-game player issue?
That's a yes, then?
Hasn't.
Well, that was my first question, was who hasn't, but...
Yeah.
I gotta see if I understand the question again. Have you ever had to reconcile an in-game character conflict
yep.
that caused an out-of-game player issue?
Have you ever gamed with Nathan Rice is what she's really asking.
Right. And I have, twice.
Okay. I know I have. I was playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys who was... He's chaotic, evil... himself playing
okay.
a neutral character, but you know, obviously not that system, but he wanted to essentially strip this gigantic sumo mutant we'd killed for parts.
Okay.
So he
Seems
wanted to wear his rib cage.
He was already killed and he
there are
okay.
no rules for it, and so the DM refused, being it his like second game he's ever run. And it went back and forth anyway. One of them ended up getting chased up the tree by a dog. So I'm not even joking. So
Terrier?
No, Blue Heeler. So one of them had a blue healer named Vito because he wouldn't listen, so they told him no all the time, so his name just became Vito.
Okay.
V-E-T-O.
V-E-T-O, right. He wasn't
And he was, if you can imagine, like about a 2-foot high tube of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
With
I can.
With
I can actually.
I know you can imagine it. Right. Never seen, but you can imagine it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So this dog, basically, he got sicked on... And the guy ended up a tree for about an hour and a half. That was fun. That was fun.
Which side did you... Were you
laughing my ass off? That's the side I chose. I was out of this one. I was just dying.
Okay.
It was great. It was the best thing ever. He did not get to wear the rib cage's armor, by the way.
Oh.
That was decided.
Oh, by the way, was it the
before
was it the DM or the other person that was up the tree?
The other person was up the tree. The DM had the dog.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or GM, sorry. It's not
GM. Right. I cannot honestly say that that has ever happened. The reverse has happened in a couple instances, of which I can't say because I respect the gentleman who that was a part of.
So it's not Nathan Rice?
No.
Okay.
No.
They just fell on the floor.
Yep.
Not respecting Nathan.
Nope.
Gone. Okay.
Everybody just... No, nothing. I guess no one else in this room respects Nathan either.
Yeah.
No. Of course I probably respect Nathan. Wink, wink. Yeah. Nudge, nudge.
I probably dodge more fists than blue shells playing Mario Kart, though. So that is a family breaker. Like on the old Super Nintendo,
yep.
We would play Mario Kart, and I mean, it got pretty heated.
And it's a video actual game. Fists flying whilst playing.
Well, so
one hand off the controller trying to...
Yeah, I was like...
Okay.
14, I think, and my friend was 14, but his brother was like 17, and all of his friends were 18, 19. So it got really hyper aggressive, and people would throw punches and stuff like that over Mario Kart.
Wow.
Yeah. But you couldn't skip the game because it was on a cartridge. So, I mean, it got.
Right.
You know, you do that on PlayStation, it's like, ah, fuck, it's over. All right. But, you know, old.
Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was messed up. So.
Did they have pause on console games?
Yeah.
Old ones?
Oh, my God.
I had an Atari.
Yeah, not Pong, and not Atari.
Right. I didn't have anything but an Atari 2800.
2800, fancy.
2600? I don't know, whatever it was. One 8-position joystick with a red button.
Yeah, the 5800 was the pile of crap they released that was somehow a step backward.
Right.
But it was this big.
Yes.
My arms are all the way out, for those of you listening. So... Yeah, that's it. Is that it? That's it for our questions?
That is it for our wow, we seem to be in the middle of a highway.
We are in the middle of a highway.
There's a lot of people coming.
No, it's fine. Do you want to ask a question? Ask a question.
Come on, Turtle.
Yeah.
What does it have to be?
I don't care. It's the Two Bars Podcast.
It's the Two Bars Podcast. You're going to be immortalized forever to our 7 listeners, not including those people.
Do you want to know if you're going to get a better job? Find the one you love or make it rich? Well, you can ask. Call now, 1-900-555, that microphone.
Did you guys have an awesome time here at RadCon?
Did we?
Did
that
we
implies
still
that
are?
Oh, yeah, we're still having
we're
an awesome
having
time,
an awesome
here,
time
at
here at RadCon. So thank you, Turtle. nice shirt back, by the way. That's excellent.
You should probably read that.
Oh, it says Liz's Snapping Turtle. Liz, who you just heard earlier.
Yes.
So, careful.
So we have the Liz and the Snapping Turtle.
Brings back a scene from here. Deadpool in my head.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah. See, you know. Yeah. All the rest, you're going to figure it out when you go see it. You're going to be like, and then you're going to think of him during that scene, and you're going to be mad at me, is what's going to happen. Because you're going to go watch Deadpool, and there's this scene, and it's kind of hot, and you're going to be like, two fat guys with microphones. Damn it. All right, well. That's how it works for me anyway.
Yeah.
What time is it? How much time do we have left?
What time is it? Well, it's time for Laura Adams to ask her question so that we can close out.
Oh.
I actually thought...
Do you have our list, by the way?
I was...
Okay.
I have two questions.
Two questions.
Oh, two!
Good.
Excellent.
They're kind of lame.
Oh,
it's never lame.
Well, Scott said that he was vamping towards me, so who are your who's your favorite the vampire?
Okay. Wesley Snipes. No, I'm kidding.
First of all, you're only half right.
Right.
Second, no. My favorite vampire? I thought you were going to ask both. Let's see. Who's my favorite vampire?
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu's good. I like the Nosferatu vampire in What We Do in the Shadows a lot. The guy who's based off of him, and his name's like Tim or something like that. That's that one's pretty good.
Oh, Flight of the Conchord guys.
Flight of the Conchord guys,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
Do you like your Boschetti?
Willem Dafoe. Oh, in the Nosferatu.
Yeah, no, that was good too.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Willem Dafoe is my favorite vampire. Not as a vampire, just as a human.
Right.
Willem Dafoe is my favorite vampire.
Yeah.
Because he sucks.
I'm going with Bela Lugosi because that was.
Dude.
I love all the.
Not cool.
50s.
He just said Willem Dafoe sucked. Now I'm angry.
It's a vampire joke, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right.
Otherwise.
What's your second question?
Okay. Obviously, my favorite color is red.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Really?
Yeah. I hate doing this because, like, this is not a color. I like black. I like black a lot. It's my favorite thing. Like, it's the light doesn't hit my eyes, and that makes me very happy. So, the absence of. Huh?
It's all the colors.
No, that's white.
Depends.
Black is black absorbs all colors. A black pigment, huh? Hmm. Okay. Well, I can go into how the wavelengths actually don't reflect back, and that's what produces black. And we can talk about that a little bit, I guess. But I don't really think we need to do.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
How about this, Mr. Man? If I take a whole bunch of paint and dump it into a bucket, what color am I going to have? It's not going to be white.
It's going to be brown. Because it doesn't include because it doesn't include all of the actual visual spectrum in pigment in the bucket. That's why.
It becomes brown, Scott.
Scott C. Brown. If I take a dump in a bucket, it's going to be Scott C. Brown. That's right. No, he's right. You're right. Good job, Scott. Awesome. What?
For a fraction of a second, I'd won. And everyone just witnessed in this room the sinking feeling and facial expression of my loss of having won for a split second.
It's okay. I'll let you make colors in a bucket later tonight.
Thanks.
No problem. So without further ado, I guess we're wrapping this one up.
I think so. And I think that we will say thank you to...
First of all, by the time this comes out, there's going to be like 3 days left to back Journey Quest Season 3.
Mm.
And help me make money editing. So get out there and do that. You can go to renewjourneyquest.com or kickstarter.com and search for Journey Quest.
Is it Renew Journey Quest or Renew JQ?
Renew Journey Quest. Renew JQ wasn't bought, and that is the stupidest mistake. That is a great... It's still out there. We could get it and like point it to another Kickstarter. That'd be hilarious. But no, so renewjourneyquest.com.
Renew Jeremiah Quest.
We're just lucky it's not like renew-journey_quest.com.
Yeah.
Because
wow. Renew Johnny Quest.
Oh. The,
ooh.
Oh.
They tried to.
You couldn't get away with Haji anymore.
No.
No way. Mm-mm. Couldn't happen.
Nope.
Wait, unless that guy from Silicon Valley played him. True. They'll let him play. It's done.
That would work, yeah.
Oh, no. If it was Aziz Ansari, that'd be great.
That too.
Haji by Aziz Ansari. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're doing
either
this.
Either of those two. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Done.
Done. Yeah. I know Aziz. We'll make it happen.
You know Aziz?
Yeah.
Are you always like Aziz Light?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, because that's a Fifth Element reference.
Yeah.
So, all right. Do you have the list, or are we just going to say thank you to our
Patreon?
We do not have the list of our Patreon backers, so we do not, sorry.
Because we're sorry, but we thank each... We thank each and every one of our Patreon subscribers.
Each and every one of our Patreon subscribers.
Including
if you're not a subscriber, go to Patreon.
Those that are here in this room.
Including those who are here in this room, but we can't thank you out loud on account of we don't want everyone else to. No, they're here. We can thank them. Right? Because they're here. They showed up. Nah. Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
Please.
And you want to be a Patreon backer.
Please come
on. And you want to come to this room.
Come on our podcast before you come on Andrew's fucking podcast, because he's only asked once and we've asked 131 fucking times.
You want to mix us some brown in a bucket. Slather it on this black hole.
And we've now officially killed one of our fans.
I promise. Awesome. I promise he'll bleach it first. I'll even pay for it. No? What's wrong with that?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
No.